Illinois Republican legislative leaders were guarded after a meeting with top Democrats yesterday. With just a week left in the spring session, they say there's still a long way to go. Brian Mackey has more.
Meetings among the four legislative leaders and the governor are key to getting things done in the state house. This was the first time they'd all talked in more than a month. Pritzker's office called the meeting productive, but House Republican leader Jim Durkin says on any number of outstanding issues, Democrats need to get specific. That goes for funding for an infrastructure plan to a gambling expansion.
The message from the leaders, it's like, how many votes did he get? I said, I can't tell you that until I know exactly what we're dealing with.
Lawmakers are also trying to balance the state budget and working through whether and how to legalize marijuana. I'm Brian Mackey.
In other news, Illinois lawmakers agreed to expand certain social services for sexually active young people, even without parental consent. Currently, children age 12 and older can access diagnosis and treatment services, not HIV prevention. State Senator Robert Peters says the measure would help reduce HIV transmission. That's by ensuring those who are at a higher risk of contracting the disease can get PrEP. That's a drug that helps prevent HIV.
Without allowing youth access to prevention services like PrEP, the cost to the state ends up being much more over these young people's lifetimes. It's much more expensive to pay for a lifetime treatment of HIV than to pay for a prevention program like PrEP.
Young Black and Latino men who have sex with men, trans women of color, and straight Black women have a higher risk of contracting HIV. Those who oppose the measure say it cuts parents out of very important health decisions. A bill with measures aiming to help rectify the teacher shortage was passed by the Illinois House yesterday. It would eliminate the basic skills test. It would also allow school districts to pay student teachers and let teachers in underfunded schools recoup the cost of a teaching assessment. The bill was previously approved in the Senate. A House committee amendment now needs to be approved by the Senate before it goes to the governor. Critics of the basic skills test have said it contributes to the teacher shortage by holding students back from entering the profession. The test is costly and some say too difficult. Another part of the measure would have reinstated the 6% cap for teacher salary increases to be covered by the state, but it was taken out with a House amendment.
You're listening to your NPR station, WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Illinois' Office of the Executive Inspector General says former SIU president Randy Dunn violated hiring rules, and former Board of Trustees Chair Randall Thomas failed in his duties as well. In its final report, Dunn responds to findings that he violated state and university hiring rules when negotiating the contract of the late SIUC Chancellor Carlo Montemagno. Investigators say Montemagno's daughter and son-in-law were hired improperly without proper searches, and that former SIU Vice President Brad Caldwell was also appointed without following the correct procedures. But in a rebuttal letter to the OEIG, Dunn says family hires are not unusual in higher education and points out search waivers were requested for those special hires. He also says Caldwell's appointment without a search should not be held to campus hiring rules because Caldwell worked in the SIU system office. The OEIG also found that former trustee Randall Thomas, whose term on the board ended earlier this year, failed to keep other trustees informed about hiring negotiations. The office ultimately recommended that Dunn not be offered a position within the university after his separation and also directed SIU to beef up its hiring rules and training. The university says it has complied with most of those recommendations and is working on the others. A judge has sentenced a 23-year-old Charleston woman to 20 years in prison in the death of her 2-year-old in 2017. Coles County court records show Savannah Weiss pleaded guilty Monday to murder.